You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Whatever struggles President Trump is having moving his agenda through Congress, that doesn't mean his presidency won't leave a major mark on U.S. law, and Texas seems to be at the center of this effort as the president fills up federal court vacancies at a record pace. Kevin Diaz, Washington correspondent for the Houston Chronicle, has been keeping track. Kevin, good to speak with you.
Hey, good to be with you.
President Trump's highest court appointee, of course, has been Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. But you write that Texas is ground zero as Trump stares the federal judiciary to the right. How is Texas ground zero?
Well, it just has more openings than anybody else. There's been a huge nationwide backlog of cases in terms of filling federal judgeships. And Texas just happens to have more than others. It's a big state with four different districts, and there's been a lot of politics in the background, a lot of history here, a lot of baggage, you can say.
Yeah. So give us a sort of a breakdown in practical terms. What would this mean for the Lone Star State if President Trump is indeed able to fill all of those federal court vacancies in Texas? How does that, as a practical matter, change the legal landscape here?
Well, The first thing are just simply the numbers. I mean, there's 52 judgeships, federal judgeships in Texas, and if the president can fill 13 of them, that's about a quarter,
right
out of the chute. So that's a fairly large number of people he can pick who are going to be following his conservative judicial philosophy, or if not his, the conservative judicial philosophy that has sort of been handed to him by all of the various conservative judicial groups that have been working with him since before he was even elected president.
Well, this has got to be a bitter pill for Democrats who feel that President Obama tried to fill these positions, but argue that they were blocked along the way by, most notably, I suppose, by Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz.
Right. There's a big dispute about that. The Republicans blame Obama for going slow. And even some Democrats were critical of Obama, believing that he put more emphasis on the appeals court nominations, which tend to be more ideological, have the opportunities for creating new law, as opposed to district court judges, you know, who hear cases, you know, civil and criminal cases based on facts and law, et cetera, et cetera. But in any event, the politics of this was simply that Texas has two Republican senators. Barack Obama was a liberal Democrat. They didn't see eye to eye on judges. Democrats feel that the Republican senators who have a large role in this process were holding back in the hopes that somebody else would get to fill these positions besides Barack Obama.
So what are we looking at when it comes to a timeline? Are we talking about these seats being filled at a record pace now that you have a Republican in the White House and two Republican senators?
Now, remember, again, that there's 13 openings in Texas, and all 13 positions have names attached to them, so to speak. In other words, the review panel in Texas finished vetting these people back in April. So they've made recommendations to the senators, and the senators are now in the process, presumably, of forwarding the names, you know, the picks that they want to the White House. This is 11 district court positions and two appeals court decisions for the Fifth Circuit Court. We don't know who those people are. I mean, there are a lot of guesses. But it's even though Cornyn and Cruz are both in the same party, you know, they're sort of different flavors of conservatives. So I'm sure there's some negotiating going on between them. But presumably those, since those people have already been vetted, they should be coming into the White House, or the White House should be making nominations for Texas fairly soon. We just don't know when. The story that we had in the Chronicle on Sunday pointed out that in addition to just what's going on in Texas, the president has been making judicial nominations at a record pace, certainly compared to Obama and to Bush, for the number of people he's put forward by this time in his presidency.
Of course, it may well turn out that President Trump, his biggest legacy ends up being with his stamp on the federal judiciary. We'll, of course, have to wait to find out. We're going to have a link to Kevin Diaz's article at texasstandard.org. Kevin's the Houston Chronicle Washington correspondent. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.